Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Thing I Love Most show. This is very much a lockdown special. It's been a while, but obviously there's been nothing really to talk about. So we thought we'd have a catch up with you guys, let you know what's going on with us, and also sort of discuss just a few things that we've been discussing recently as a group over the past few weeks. So firstly, just to introduce you to, we've got on the team today, and we've got a full squad, actually. We've got four pundits and myself, Noel Barbon. So we've got Kofi up in Liverpool. Hello, Kofi. How are we doing?
All good. How are you doing, Noel?
Very well, very well. Thanks for joining us. We've got Lee. How are we doing, Kurt? You okay?
Yeah, all good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you. We've got Mr. John Jones. John, how are we? Oh, John's left. Hello, John. Can you hear us?
Am I back again?
Oh, you're back. Okay, just playing with us. We have Big Bad Don McCurick. How are we doing, Don?
How you doing, mate? I'm good.
Good. He was giving us a plethora of Cheltenham tips back in the day. So how are we all finding lockdown, guys? I mean, obviously with no football or no sport, it's been a bit terrible, but how are our spirits, guys? Are we doing okay? Kofi, are you okay up in Liverpool?
I'm good, mate. I'm redecorating my bathroom, putting the navy blue and white tiles in.
Love it. Love your work. Solid. Lee, how are we doing?
Yeah, good, mate. Hanging in there, finding bits and bobs to keep the simple mind occupied.
And you're trying your best to look like, are we going for Nathan Redmond or Nuno Gomez?
A bit of Redmond and a bit of Nunes Espirito.
Okay. Like it.
Razors are really expensive, so can't be wasting them in lockdown.
No, why not? Not worth it. And John, how are we doing? You good? Keeping busy? I've been checking out some of your mixes that you've been doing with your little boy. Good times, keep them up.
Yeah, all good, mate, all good. It's become the highlight of the week. We're doing a bit of a live stream, and it's just an excuse to get the booze out.
Yeah, what it's all about. Yeah. And Don, keeping busy? You're still in work, I believe.
Still in work, no betting, obviously, as you pointed out at the beginning of the podcast, so it's a little bit boring for me at the moment.
Got the Belarusian League, though, haven't we? The old mince play today, and bad boys.
But I think like most of you guys, are just trying to find things to do. I was quite lucky that I had some varnish. So I was able to treat the decking outside. Like John, I've got the decks out, dusted off some old tunes. And like Lee, I'm going to start investing more in my beard.
So, oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
We're
becoming real men here. This is good.
Lots going on.
Good times. Okay. Well, I thought we'd obviously, there's not much to talk about on the football side. I mean, obviously that we've reversed our decision to furlough our non-match day staff, non-playing staff, which was a good decision, which was a decision that shouldn't have even been happened in the first place. But again, you know, I was surprised that people were even bothering to be like surprised about it, because this is Daniel Levy that we're talking about. We've had, you know, a long time of this sort of attitude towards money and us as fans. So I wasn't surprised at all by it. But obviously there was a lot of uproar, but that's been reversed. So happy days. But we're not going to talk about that. What we're going to try and do is we're going to try and sort of put our minds together and put together our best Premier League first 11 over the years since 1992, I believe, when the Premier League was started. So it can't have Paul Gascoigne in there, and it can't have Gary Lineker in there, but it can have everyone else since then. And we're going to go for first 11 and maybe even some subs, because I know Don's getting very excited, and then I'm sure there'll be a few players that are going to be on that substitute bench. We also then going to be talking about who we think over the years has been maybe overrated and also maybe underrated, because I know you were mentioning overrated, John. You've got a whole first 11 of overrated. We're going to pick a few that we think, and then also underachieved, which I think is quite an interesting one, because there were a few at the club that I think you could say have underachieved in their careers maybe, and also underachieved at Spurs themselves. This was all sparked off because we had a little sort of quiz question come through, as it were, which was, who was your favourite pairing? So we can discuss that after we discussed our first 11, because it might even lead on from that. I think that the options were Burbs and Keane and Kane and Ali. We had Jurgen and we had Teddy. And then who were the other one, guys? I can't remember what the other one was. It wasn't Crouch and Rafa. It was one other one. God, it's on the WhatsApp now as well.
Crouch and Rafa
Defoe and Bale. Oh, who was the one with Bale? Who was the one with Bale? Defoe?
Yes.
Defoe and Bale. Okay, there we go. Okay, so let's start then. Let's start this conversation. Let's start with the goalkeeper. I mean, I think really this is one of the ones that's almost sort of nailed down personally in terms of I obviously think that Lloris is world class. He's obviously had his issues in the last few years. He's definitely got worse. His mistakes have definitely grown into his game. But I think he is one of the best shot stoppers we have ever had at the club. And I think he's won us games as well as unfortunately maybe cost us games in the more recent years. Do you think there's anyone in our Premier League campaign years, John, who has, I mean, I think he might have even been in your overrated first 11, so I don't know if you're the best person, so I can start.
I'm correct you there, mate. I've got an underrated 11, not overrated, because we didn't want to upset anyone, did we?
Okay, sorry, yeah. So let's talk about in our best first 11, who is going to be your goalkeeper?
My goalkeeper is Hugo, yeah. I mean, I think behind him, probably next best would be Robbo. But yeah, I think Hugo nailed on. To be honest, I mean, goalkeeping has not really been our strongest point, has it really, since Hugo came in. I think he's by far the best goalkeeper that we've had. Before that, always, you know, goalkeeper's been all right. I think Robinson was okay.
Robinson was decent. Gomez was decent, but he was also very costly. You never really knew what you were going to get with him. I did like him. He was a likeable character, but I thought, you know, he wasn't.
I think you want
to go on a night out with him, but you don't necessarily want him to try and, you know, stop your crosses.
Yeah, I think our keepers previously always seem to have a ricket in them. You know, they've got a howler.
Yeah. The 4-4 was on the other day, wasn't it? And that, I think it was the Silvestre header in the 4-4. It's just an absolute, like. And then he's like, Gomez is like, oh, what's going on? It's like, well, you completely fucked up. It's like, oh, dear. Okay, so Lloris is good for you. Lee, is there anyone else that touches it apart from maybe Robert? Are we happy with Lloris?
Yeah, no, I'm the same as JJ. It would have been Lloris and then Robbo for me.
Okay, cool. Kofi?
Definitely Hugo number one, without a doubt. I think not only is a great shot stopper, stops some great penalties, certainly in the last couple of years, but I think as a captain and vice-captain, he lends a lot to the squad.
Top stuff. So if you're listening at home, by the way, and you're not driving, then maybe if you want to write down your first 11 with subs as well, and see if you agree with us as well. So if you can try and work out what your first 11 might be, have a little think, maybe put us on pause and think who you might have in your first 11. So Don, just to complete the five, you're going for Lloris as well?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to go for him. I think that, as JJ pointed out, he's by far the best Premier League goal stopper we've had. There's no one that really comes close. As you mentioned before, Gomez, Aurelio was a great player in the squad. I think he galvanised the team. He's very much a likeable character, and he was the same for his national team as well. I recall one of the players at the time, I think it might have been Rubinho, saying that he's the glue in the team, even though he's not playing. So, but he had a howler in him. That was the main
issue. He definitely did.
I think, I know you said like Robbo is your number two. For me, I'm going to go Gazzaniga. I think Gazzaniga has, you know, if we're saying that Hugo's definitely number one, I feel like Gazzaniga stepped in and deputised for our captain on a number of occasions. He brings something different when he's playing. Lloris isn't a shouter. He doesn't give defenders the hairdryer treatment. But I think Gazzaniga's definitely one for that. So yeah, I'd have him as my number two.
Before his last spell, I would maybe agree with you, but his last spell was pretty poor. I mean, and when he took out that player with the flipping karate kick, I was just like, sit down, bro. That was next hype. What the hell? That was some of the worst decision making. That was one of the worst challenges I've seen. That was definitely the worst challenge we've seen at the new stadium, hands down. That was absolutely ridiculous. That was Cantona-esque. So yeah, I don't know about that one. I think Robbo is definitely more solid.
I can always remember Robinson being pretty solid. Up until the England incident, and then his confidence just sort of seemed to diminish after that.
Cool. All right, so we're gonna go for Robbo. So he's good, and then we'll put we're gonna go for Robbo on the bench, and we're gonna go for Lloris in goal. So Robbo can be on the bench, and Hugo's gonna be in goal. Right back. So this is gonna be an interesting one because we did discuss this the other day. So the few options that we had were Chorluka. Charlie came up in conversation. Serge Aurier came up in conversation, but not in this conversation. Oh, look at that. Lee. Can we get a defibrillator around to Lee, please? Medic. Bless him. Are you going to try and tie your beard? What does he has like a one coming out, doesn't he? Is that what you're trying to do? That would look wicked.
Yeah, I'm going to get involved.
Good times. The two that we sort of mentioned as being what we thought were going to be the final two was Kyle Walker and Stephen Carr. We didn't really actually decide on who we thought were going to be in the final two. Others that I can't really think of, obviously Alan Hutton was there for a little while, but he was very, very shaky. So I think the top two is going to be Stephen Carr and Kyle Walker. So I'm going to start with you, Kofi, and I'm going to ask your final vote and reasons why, please.
It's an interesting one, really, because I've put Stephen Carr in my underrated team because I think he was quality, you know, a great defender, which is the number one job as a fullback. And we've certainly had a few fullbacks that don't realise or appreciate that. But I can still remember him buzzing down the line and putting in the odd cross. You know, it's not that he was, an attacking wing back and was crossing all the time, but he did make those runs and get the ball in when he needed to. So, certainly he was on my list, but I think he's been a little bit forgotten. Obviously not by us, which is great. I think by some people. So he was on my underrated team. In my Premier League team, then it's Kyle Walker. I just think his speed helped him out quite a lot of the time, but at least he had that speed, had that pace, would always get back, make the tackle, and got forward quite a lot. As we know, the crosses weren't 100% accurate all the time, but eventually he started making some good crosses.
Solid. Okay. Lee, are we in agreement with that?
Yeah. I think the last two discussed there were the main two, and I think Walker would just edge it just purely for pace. But as Kofi mentions there, Stephen Carr, I think we alluded to it in the group, didn't we, that he was steady Eddie. He would give you a seven every week. And it's kind of what you really needed from a fullback. But the game has obviously evolved, and we want our fullbacks going forward a little bit more. But he's probably a little bit similar to Dennis Irwin in many respects. I think he was probably ahead of his time. And if he played today, I think he'd be worth a fair bit, to be fair to him. But I've seen Walker in today's game more, so Walker just edges it for me, but definitely Carr comes close.
I think that the question when we're considering this is obviously the fact that Walker did play quite a few games at wing back, so therefore he was given more license to roam and license to attack, and he obviously was a better attacker than a defender, there's no question. So in a way, our minds and our memories and our thoughts are maybe a little bit, of that ilk, because the fact that he was an attacking wing back at times. But I think for me, again, I think the pace was, if you're basically taking those players at their prime peak careers at their time at Tottenham, then you would take Walker, because he did have a flaky end as it were, and he did have some poor defensive moments, but when he was on his game, he was almost unstoppable. And so I think for me, he's in there. So that's three votes for Walker. So we don't even have to listen to John and Don. No, I'm only joking, boys. what are you thinking then? Lance, I'm going to go to Don first, even though I can't see your face. You're hiding behind there.
I'm going to go with Walker.
Okay.
First. But for my second, I'm going to pick someone who's underrated. I think I'm going to go with Walker Peters.
Oh, bless him. Hey. KWP. I hope he gets player of the season next year.
We've got to include within this squad players that we've brought through right from the beginning. He's been with us since 2013. He's underrated. He is, you know, clearly he joined the team and the chances he was given in his, you know, his first few games, he really shone. You know, not only impressed, he won man of the match man of match awards during that time. He's not favoured by our current manager, but I think that he should be included. I really do. I think there's so much potential there.
That's an interesting one, but I think you're basing a lot of that, as you said, on potential. And I think, you know, we need to look at the players that played for Spurs for a long-ish time, and they had a decent season. And I don't really think you can put someone in your, even on your bench or in second place, if he's only really played about 10, 15 games for the club. I can't see him rivaling Stephen Carr in that respect. I think I love him. I think he's great. And I really, really do hope he has a great career. And I hope he has a great career with us. But I just don't think you can put a player in a first 11 or even on the bench on potential.
Fine.
John.
and I'll follow that. I'm going to keep mine short and sweet then. Yeah, I'm in total agreement with Kofi. Both of those players, outstanding for me. I think you get more out of a fully fit, firing Walker, though, if I'm honest. Not much in it, but okay. Yeah, he edges it.
Okay, so left back. I mean, this is a bit of an interesting one. Obviously, Gareth Bale sort of started at left back, but probably not going to be considered a left back. Vertonghen has obviously also played there, but again, not considered as a left back. Anyone else that you would think of, apart from obviously the obvious Danny Rose? Who else do we think? Christian Ziga. Interesting. Back in the day.
Can I just say?
Of course you can, Don. Don't feel that I've shut you down completely. You know, it's an open forum.
You've made me a bit more angry, but I'm going to go with Ben Davies.
As your first?
Yeah, I think he's going to be, not my starting 11, but he's going to be...
On the bench.
He's definitely going to be on the bench.
You're going for Rose first.
From how good Danny Rose has been for Spurs. And we can't really include Bale because that's not where he did his most... He wasn't a defender, but I think... No. One thing that was being overlooked is the amount of games Ben Davies has played for us.
Definitely been solid. He's
very consistent along the way. Very, very consistent.
Definitely. I'd agree with that. And the fact he can play centre-back also helps. And he is Mr. Reliable. Just frustrating that he doesn't have the same attacking influence. But Rose, for me, like 3 or 4 seasons ago, and even like the last season that we played at Wembley when we really needed him, he stepped up. Like, there was a few games that he was like the one. And what I found was that so many of our attacks came through the wing backs when we did play that way. And so he was so influential. Like, one of the most important players in our team for quite a while, I thought, Danny Rose. So for me, he's a shoo-in in that position. And then on the bench, I'm struggling. I really don't know. Maybe Davies is on the bench. Who are we thinking, Kofi? Who's going to be your two?
Christian Ziga's on the bench for me. Great defender, but also had some skills and could have easily played in midfield. One thing I remember, I think it was shortly after 2002 World Cup when one of our favourite goalkeepers, David Seaman, let in a high ball from Ronaldinho. Ziga hit a free kick in a North London derby. And the chant went up, let's all do the Seaman, because it just went top corner and it was beautiful from the left back. So probably for that memory alone, he's on the bench. But definitely Danny Rose for me plays at left back. I think, you know, we've talked about Kyle Walker, and in that season when, or a couple of seasons when Walker and Rose were just bombing down the wings, you know, they'd start in the opposition's half and just be tearing away at people. They were two of the best left backs in the country, at least.
So another one who we should be discussing is Benoit Asuakoto, who was very good for us, if a little bit crazy. He never liked football. He was a mentalist, basically. But he was brilliant, and he scored a cracker against Liverpool, if I remember rightly. So for me, he could be up there with Davies. So we got one for Davies on the bench. We got one for Ziga on the bench. So this is going to be down to you, Kurtz and John. So, Kurtz, who are you going to go for? Who's your top two?
I'm going to go with... Oh, it's Danny Rose is a shoo-in for me. Yeah. I think nine solid years at the club. I don't think anybody can argue with that, really. And parking is kind of issues towards the end there, you know, which I think is harshly dealt with by a small section of fans. He's been absolute quality for us. And I'm with Kofi. I'm going Christian Ziga as my rubber dub.
Controversial.
Well, I've done a bit of a don on it, and when his name came up, I kind of checked him out a little bit, and he actually banged in seven goals in his first 30 games for us.
Wow.
He was a clean striker of a ball, and you know he could nick a goal.
Did he always play left back though? He was wing back as well, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And maybe even left midfielder. No, I don't know.
Sort of guy that you need in your team, then, isn't it?
Oh God, that beard's made you so wise.
I know.
Oh God, yeah. You dipped it in a bit of talcum powder as well. It looks cool. John, what are we saying? You might have a deciding vote.
No pressure.
Let's see what happens here.
I'm going to go Rose along with everyone else. I think at one point on form, he was definitely one of the best left backs in the world. In the world, at one point, he was outstanding. And then, yeah, obviously, we all know what happened after that, which was a bit of a terrible shame. My second one,
yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go with Benoit.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go with Benoit, yeah. I think I'm going to have to. Ziga, very second, like very close second or third, what you want to call it. I always liked Esau Cotto.
Yeah, so did I. Oh man, I think I might have to go with you on that one as well, Lee. What's BAE's stats? What's happening? How many? He didn't score that many goals, did he? But yeah,
I haven't checked his stats, but yeah,
I'm going to go for Asuakoto as well. So yeah. we got a tie. So,
I think he was very much like Rose. Go on.
I was going to say in a tie situation, which is two votes each. Obviously, Don, you have the deciding vote, because Davies is out of the running. So,
I'm going to go with Benoit.
I think Benoit,
there was one season that he was the best left back in the league. There's at least one season he was the best left back in the league. So I'm going to go with Benoit.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just saying that. Like, I think he kind of had a similar trajectory like Rose did. He played himself into such good form that he was outstanding for at least a season. I know you need more than that, but
okay.
But I'm going to go with Benoit.
Wicked. Okay, cool. So we got our fullback sorted. So on to the centre backs. One of them obviously is a shoo-in, Mr. Absolute Messiah, Ledley King. I'm assuming it's the same for all of you guys. Then it's probably going to be a little bit more controversial. Toby, obviously, is one of the best centre-backs we've had at the club and one of the best centre-backs that's been in the Premier League. Obviously, losing a bit of pace now. But, you know, he's recently had a kid. So, you know, we can give him a little bit of slack. Vertonghen, obviously, has been outstanding. And then back in the day, we had a plethora of guys. So who else would you like to pick out and discuss? Other ones that we've had, either that played alongside... Ledley or any ones that you can pick out. Obviously, we're not going to mention anyone called Judas, so we're not even going to discuss him. But anyone else that you can think of that's requiring a mention, or anyone else that you can think of is going to rival Toby or Jan for that position alongside Leds. I'll start with you, Kurt.
Oh, mate. those three names, I think they just kind of, I think they just clean it up, really.
We're saying we're playing for a back four, though, so we just need
But in terms of when we was chatting the other night and we was discussing, we had names like Dawson came up and Richards came up and lots of players that we liked, but were all kind of just missing a little something in terms of, you know, that little bit more quality. I don't think you get past Ledley and Toby for me, which would leave Jan as the as my rubber dub.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that. I think when Jan and Toby play together, they were the best. That season or two seasons, they literally were the best. And when we conceded the least goals, you know, there's no question. And then when Jan got the player of the season, he proved that he could really step up. We had a bit more experience. And so, yeah, I agree. And I think Toby, for me, just edges it, but not by much. So I think for me, it's Leds and Toby and then Jan on the bench. I agree. Kofi, what are you saying?
Controversial, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, sweet mama Jesus. Don't bring out no Stuart Nevercott vibes. You keep your Anthony Gardners in your pocket, bro.
Alan Davenport.
Underrated, definitely underrated. No. What I'm doing, I'm putting Toby and Jan at centre-back. As you said, in those couple of seasons, they were incredible. And the king is still in my team, but I'll talk about him later.
What the blood fire?
Curveball in midfield. What?
You are just. So what? Hang on. No. We're not. Well, you know what we're doing. We're voting together. So don't. It's not about your team later. That's not going to. You're not understanding the show.
Okay. So for me, then I'm voting for Toby and Jan. And my vote for defensive midfield would be Ledley King.
Okay, fine. So who would be your choice of a centre-back bench person then? You need someone to put on your bench to cover those two. If Ledley's, or you're going to just keep Ledley there, and he's going to be in your starting 11 for defensive midfield. Oh, you've just ruined the game, Kofi. As if you wouldn't have Ledley in your team. What kind of madness is that?
We've all got 4-4-2. He's playing wing backs. He's playing 10 up front.
Oh, man.
Didier Zakor is crying at home. Didier Zakor is crying at home because you want to play Ledley defensive midfielder. What's Zakor ever done to you? Unbelievable. Okay, cool. All right. So then, Don, we're going to finish with you. Obviously, you've got the deciding vote to a certain extent.
Well, I'll make it short and sweet. It's King at Toby at the back. And on the bench, it would be Jan.
And the same for you, John?
No.
Oh, no, here we go.
I didn't know.
Wow.
I'm going to go Ledley.
Make a name for themselves on this show.
I know. It's time to step up, isn't it? I'm going Ledley. I'm going to go Jan.
Okay.
The reason why, because I can.
Good times. Okay, virus has changed.
I think Toby is probably just the better player, but I think Jan has been a better servant to the club. I think he's more Tottenham Hotspur than Toby.
Oh, and stop saying these lines. That's good. I like
and,
it.
I'm having Jan because I think he's more Tottenham than Toby is. Not that Toby isn't, but
no.
I just
okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, we got a bit of a decision on our hands, haven't we, then, Don? Because obviously we've only got one. Well, we got. Oh, let's count the votes here, because then actually so there's two, me and Toby, so it's three votes for Toby and three votes for Led. Is that right?
Yes.
You're obviously counting them. and then two votes for Jan. So actually, it's not that easy. We've already done it. We sorted it out, and Jan's on the bench. It's okay. They're trying to make a name for themselves. They're trying to get trending, but it's not going to happen.
That's right, Jan. At least I'm getting a Christmas card from Jan this year.
Yeah, it's all good. Don't worry about that. Flipping hell. Oh, God. Fantastic work. All right, so moving on to defensive midfield, Kofi. Okay, this is when I switched off the other day. Did we even discuss this? I have no idea. We suddenly started talking about flipping Hossam Ghali and underachievers and stuff. So we went well left field. So this is interesting. So firstly, Don, seeing as you're the one that's writing this team, what formation are we playing? Because this is quite key.
I think it's just got to be a 4-4-2.
4-4-2. Okay, 4-4-2. And of that 4-4-2, we're going to have an attacking midfielder and defensive midfielder central, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, fine. So, defensive midfielder then. Kofi, I know you're probably going to say Leddy King because you've already discussed it. Is there anyone else that you remember or you think you might think is going to be up there? If you say Eric Dyer, you're getting a punch in the mouth.
I've got two midfielders that are playing primarily defensive roles, but can distribute. So,
I love the fact you've really it's actually happening for you, isn't it? It's like you're seeing them on the pitch. This is great.
So, okay. Ledley, who absolutely, as we know, has got the mobility to be able to play midfield, and I think has the skills as well to be able to distribute, and he did it very well for England on more than one occasion.
Okay.
And alongside him, I'm putting Carrick. I think for some people, Carrick could be a forgotten midfielder for us. Just was able to see passes, not necessarily, massive in the tackle, but could see it, cut it out and distribute. So for me, those two guys are the middle of my midfield.
Okay. And then on the bench?
On the bench, if you need a bit of bite, you need someone to get stuck in, then... Stefan Freund.
Oh, my word. Okay. Interesting. So, out of all the central midfielders, you haven't mentioned Luka Modric or Moussa Dembele?
I'm defensive at the moment. I've got attacking midfielders as well.
Okay.
I can bring my other midfielders into the conversation.
You are never, ever coaching anything in your life.
where are you putting them all?
My other midfielders.
Hang on. So who is your first choice defensive midfielder? Ledley. Okay, and your second choice defensive midfielder?
Carrick.
Okay, fine, cool. We'll stick with that for the moment then. Okay, so Lee, what are we saying?
Well, it's a difficult one, but Dembele's got to be a shoo-in for me.
In the defensive role.
He can play where he wants, mate. He's allowed to do what he wants.
Well, you know, we're not technically. We're not having that. No, we're not. We don't have anyone in a free role.
Well, you're telling me you can't do that then.
Oh my God! From afar, I've sent him a fax. Okay, so Lee, and then your second one.
I felt like
family board game at Christmas for you guys, and you're all cheating.
I was thinking about this earlier, and Carrick would have been up there for me. He would be somebody you have to consider, cause the way he moves the ball, keeps it ticking over. But then I feel like we've had so much more kind of goal scoring and creative players in that position as well. I mean, what do you do with Van der Vaart? Where would you put him in a
You can't put square pegs into fucking round holes. You can't do that.
You play him just behind Kane, Lee.
Listen.
That's what I'm saying.
Can anyone else smell burning? Is that chicken nuggets burning?
All right.
John, your house is on fire.
based on that, I'm gonna go with Moussa, and I'm gonna go with
Jesus, it's not that hard. I mean, you're thinking about the pressures that Premier managers have, and look at us. You can't even make a decision. You know, no pressure.
All right, I'm gonna go Modric. I am gonna go Dembele Modric.
No, hang on.
Someone to go on the bench.
Every player is going to have a player on the. Every position is going to have a player on the bench. Well, apart from centre back.
Why can't I have? What's wrong with my two in the middle?
We'll get onto that one in a minute.
So
I'm going to kick off, mate. Carrick's on the bench.
And Dembele is your number one defensive midfielder.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, I would have to agree with that. Carrick for me, when he first signed, I was just like, this guy is incredible. And he was really, really good. One of my favourite players at the time. Frustrating that he wasn't with us for that long. But when he was, I thought he really, really controlled the team. So for me, he's up there. Obviously, Wanyama had a good season, I would say. Probably not much more than that. Zakora, I really, really loved, but not of the same quality. Dembele was just an absolute beast for us. Frustrating that he didn't score enough or create enough, but it was just his presence and it was just the way he just drove and moved the ball. Transition play was amazing. I think if Sissoko plays for another 2 years, he probably would get in there as well for me, because at the moment he is one of the most influential players in our team and he's fantastic. So I really, really rate him. So I hope he does continue to play well for us. John, who are we going for? Defensive midfielders for you, please. Yeah. I just want two names.
No controversy,
all right? Fair with this.
My defensive midfielder is Dembele as well, just because I've got all the rest of strikers, all the rest of attackers and what have you. So, yeah, and even, you know, he can play wherever he wants. He can screen the back four or whatever you want to call them, and he can play as well. So, yeah, Dembele. Then behind him, yeah, probably the most underrated player of all time, I think, Carrick. Although, I tell you what, another shout, Scotty Parker.
No, come on.
I did like Parker, if I'm honest.
No. Well, you can say what you want, but he's not getting anywhere near the team.
Yeah. Maybe my underrated 11 is in there.
Okay, let's come to that. I think, to be honest, that's going to be another pod because this has already been quite long. So we're gonna make another pod. This is just going to be the Premier First 11 pod, I've decided, because this is getting way too long. So, Don?
For my defensive midfielder, bit of controversy here. You're going to hate this. But I'm going to say it anyway because I've written it down. Sandro, I think that he... We didn't get the most out of him, but I think he was what I define as a defensive midfielder. That's why he's in there.
I am lost. Okay, all right. And your backup to Sandro?
My backup to Sandro is Carrick.
Okay, fine. So let's just count the votes. Dembele's number one and Carrick's number two. Let's move on.
Cool.
Brilliant. Okay, so right midfielder. We're gonna start with you, Dom.
For the right of midfield, this has been a tough one for me because in recent years we've had players that, you know, could cut in. They're more left footed.
Yeah, I think any of these attacking formations that we're going to play are going to be fluid. So, you know, I don't think you have to just stick like Aaron Lennon out on the right because he had a right foot. Do you know what I mean? Like you can blend. You know, so let's just think of this as an attacking front four. Okay, that's the way I would
go prime Aaron Lennon. I think that on his day he was. You know, I mean, there's very few players that were faster than him in the league. The way he used to just brush off tackles, you know, even if he was kicked hard, he'd get up and he'd continue. He's starting.
Okay, and your backup?
I'm going to go with Lamella.
Okay, all right. Cool, okay, John?
I'm going to go famous number 23. I'm going Christian Eriksen.
Oh, Lee's just left. Sorry, I've just seen. Lee's just setting light to his headphones. Just punching himself in the beard, like I can see there.
I think at one point he was the most creative player in the Premier League, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Best assist rate, and he was on fire. And when he was good, he was up there.
Yep. Okay, cool.
And then back up Lennon.
Okay, cool. All right, I like that. Lee, I'm going to make you sweat a little bit longer and just take all that in before I come to you. Kofi?
On the right, I've got Son. Just an incredible player. I think he can play down either channel and can play up front. As you say, we'll probably have quite a fluid team here, but very special player is on the right for me.
Okay, interesting. Son, and then backup?
My backup that could be in some people's underrated teams or forgotten teams, Rule Fox.
Size 4 feet.
People on and deliverable.
He could. Okay. All right. That's an interesting one. Rule Fox. I've not heard that name in a long time. Okay. Lee, what are we saying?
So I'm going to go Jose Dominguez. No. No, I'm going Lennon for me. I loved watching Lennon. I know people get upset with his final ball a lot of the time, but people seem to jump on the old Traore bandwagon these days, and I think he's just a modern day version, to be honest with you. So Lennon for me, and just because he was two-footed, I'm gonna go with Ginola.
Okay, right. So I think for me, you have to think about the influence that they had on the team and they would have on the team. And for me, we relied on Eriksen for a number of years. Like our creativity came through him. Like he was literally like the main man. And no matter how terribly he played in the past 18 months, no matter the player he's become, I don't think you could ever forget that. And if you look back at the highlights of his career, he scored some absolute belters and they were really, really crucial goals. And he was vital in that whole partnership of Kane and Ali up front. He was that one that would thread the balls through to them. And he made Kane the player he's become. And he gave Kane so many goals. So for me, Eriksen has to be in there, which may be controversial with some. And then I would agree with Lennon as well. But I don't think you can compare the two in terms of just their impact overall on the team. He was influential. He worked really well with Defoe. He worked really well with Choluka. But I just don't think he was as influential at the same level as Eriksen. Which sort of reaches a stalemate then, doesn't it,
yeah.
Tom?
Yeah,
But I think probably Lennon goes in there because he's got more votes for being the backup, probably.
He's got four. Eriksen's got three.
Okay, so then Lennon goes in and then Eriksen's on the bench.
Can I change my backup player?
No. Okay, so left midfield. So, I mean, I haven't written this down at all, so this is really weird because obviously
Eriksen's got two. Eriksen only had two.
Okay, but they were two first team votes, so does that change anything? Okay, but he's on the bench. I agree with Kofi, as in like Son can play anywhere. So Son for me probably goes on the left, I think. But then obviously, like we said before, where's Van der Vaart going to play in all this? Oh my God, I hate to be a manager.
Hold on, is there only one player that plays on the left, surely?
Only one. There's only one.
Okay, yeah, all right. But he can play anywhere as well. You know, come on. Okay, carry on. Right, so we're going to go left. So you're going to say Bale, I'm assuming, yeah?
I'm going to say Bale. Correct.
You're going to say Bale. Okay.
And secondly, I'm going to go Son. Son's my backup.
Son's on the bench. Okay. See, then, if that's happening, then I would probably... Oh, man, this is tough. Okay, cool. Yeah, so Bale and Son, I would probably agree with that. So, Kofi, are you going to go Bale and Son as well? You've already said Son, but you can say Son again.
Bale and Ginola.
Bale and Ginola. Okay, all right. Okay, Kurt.
I'm gonna go Andy Reid and no, sorry. Paolo
Cesar Maldi is playing out.
Bale and Son all day. Bale and Son
Bale
all
and
day.
Son. I feel sorry for Son going on the bench. This isn't right. I don't like it. Sugar, sugar. Also, Darren Addison, what happened to him? On the right, he could have easily pinged.
He's in the treatment room.
He's in the treatment room. Okay, cool. Yeah, for me, it has to be Bale and Son as well. I don't really think we've got any other qualms about that. Okay, Dom?
Yeah, same for me.
Okay, fine. Me. Cool. So we've got a good little team coming up now, and now it's the front two. So are we going to talk about...
No, no, no. We missed out on midfielder. We missed out.
Oh, shit. Sorry. My apologies. Okay. So I'm... Oh, this is going to be a tough one, isn't it, as well? Okay. I'm definitely not going to go first on this one. Kofi, here we go. It's all yours, mate.
Van der Vaart for me.
Van der Vaart for you. Okay.
Last player, and we'll play in the striker.
Okay, cool. And then as your backup?
Eriksen.
Okay, good. All right. Whew, this is getting controversial and quite tense, to be fair. Right, JJ, I know you've already written your team, so you've already got it funny, so all you're doing is reading lines. So what have you written down?
I've got Modders in there, but I've got Van der Vaart in my team, but I've got him kind of behind. I've got like a 4-4-1-1 if you want.
No, I didn't want that. No, I just wanted to know a few things.
Well, if it's going to be centre midfielder, then I'm going to have to go Modric.
Yeah. Okay. And then back up, PDB.
Back? No, because I'm actually going to have Van der Vaart as one of my strikers.
Okay.
I'm going to go Ali. Ali is my backup.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. Dom.
I'm going to go with Kofi and say Van der Vaart and Eriksen.
What?
Yeah.
How can you not say Luka Modric? This is a madness.
I know it is actually, but
no way on earth.
I think that for what I want out of that midfielder, what I want, not what you want, it's going to be
yes, Don.
Oh my words, people, I just need to remember some things. So Lee, you're gonna talk to me now, aren't you? You're gonna say Modric, surely.
I was gonna say Modric, but believe it or not, and the only reason he wasn't on the right side, it would be Eriksen. And I think statistically, when you look at his assist rate and his goals and the amount of games he played for us, and as you alluded to, his the way he connects the midfield to the front line, I think he just about passes Modric in that. And I think you've got to be fair. I think you've got to go Eriksen and then Modric. And it's harsh on PDV, but there is a place up the top. There is a place in that number 10 role.
Is there, though?
There is.
There's no way for me that he's getting anywhere near the front two. That is crazy. Okay. All right. So what are we doing on votes now, Don? Fill me in.
We have Kofi with Van der Vaart and Eriksen, Modric and Ali. Who said Ali? It was yourself, yeah?
That was me. I had Modric and Ali, yeah.
And then we have Van der Vaart and Eriksen from myself and Eriksen and Modric from Lee.
Okay. See, I've already said Eriksen for the right mid, so I think I can't say him for this position because of that. So I'm going to say Modric first. And then I'm going to say Van der Vaart back up, which will probably put Van der Vaart in there because I've given him another vote. Sugar.
Yes, maybe, it does.
Maybe I should change that to Ali.
You should change that. If Eriksen's
in the team on the right, then it'd have to be Modric and Eriksen for me as well, wouldn't it?
I don't think you put Van der Vaart and Eriksen in the same team.
Hey?
What? I agree. I don't think you put Van der Vaart and Eriksen in the same starting 11.
No. Lennon's on the right. Lennon's on the right in our first team, and Eriksen's on the bench.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
I can't believe Lennon gets in front of Eriksen and Modric. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Yeah, but Lennon knows what the edge of our 18-yard box looks like.
Oh God, this is going to cause controversy. This is going to be interesting. All right, cool. So well, Modric for me is my number one, and Van der Vaart. I'm not going to change it. I'm going to stick with what I know. Oh, but Ali's been great. He's frustrating. So no, Van der Vaart was a legend. Modric and Van der Vaart for me. So what does that do? Put Van der Vaart in there, Dom.
We have 3 votes for Modric and 3 votes for Van der Vaart, so they're in. We've got 2 votes for Van der Vaart starting. That's for myself and Kofi. And 1 vote for Modric starting. But yes, in
no, total, me and John have both voted for Modric starting.
Okay, sorry.
And then Lee, who did you vote?
I went Eriksen, Modric, but because Eriksen's on the right, it'll have to be Modric, then VDV. So Modric is in.
So 3 votes for Modric to start.
Yeah.
Okay, that's yeah. So it's Modric and Van der Vaart, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Cool.
Yes, it is. Okay, cool. Oh my God. Right, so the front 2, are we gonna do these as a pairing? No? How's this going to work? You can tell this is planned out.
Well, Kane is definitely going to be on everyone's lips, and so he's a done.
And I would have thought Klinsmann as well.
Van der Vaart for me.
Klinsmann was one of the best players I've ever seen. He was absolutely amazing. In that season when we went and beat Liverpool at Anfield in the Cup, he was just like ridiculous. Like, on a different plane to however well Van der Vaart played for us. Different level. I don't even understand the comparison.
It can purely only come down to personal taste, though, can't it? Like, Van der Vaart, believe it or not, this is controversial. Van der Vaart is my favourite ever Spurs player.
That is controversial. So you obviously, yeah, your mind is twisted by your, you know, just love. You're not thinking about stats. You're not thinking about stats. You're thinking about passion. Kissing him, that's different.
Isn't that what football's all about?
Well, you know, I mean, I think he's an attractive guy as well. Okay, all right. So that's going to... All right, so we'll start on you then, John. So you're going to go Van der Vaart and Kane, yeah?
I am indeed, yeah.
Okay, and then your 2 backups?
My 2 backups...
Or should we have 1 backup? Let's do 1 backup. Let's just make it...
1 backup would be Teddy Sheringham.
Solid. Okay, cool. All right. I do love Teddy. Okay, so... Lee, he looks like
Lee's trying to hide.
He's trying to hide. Can't take it.
Thing is, right, as Spurs fans will know,
here we go.
Defensively, for the last 2 decades, we've been absolutely dog shit. Right, so when we're picking 5 players at the back, everybody knows what 5 to pick. When you go further up the pitch, we've had some players.
We have.
We've had some proper players. It's a shame they're all just let down by. Cards.
Yeah, I know. And Chris Armstrong does thank you for your kind words.
I love Chrissy Armstrong. Rastafari.
Me. okay, come on then.
I'm going with... I'm all about goals. I've got to go for goals. So I'm going to go with Kane and Keane.
Robbie.
I'm looking at it now, and what a mix that would be of 2 attacking players. That actually excites me. I'm Kane and Keane. That's me.
Okay. All right. Oh, man. This is going to annoy me. Okay. Kofi.
Sheringham's my rubber-dub.
Sheringham's your rubber-dub. Okay, cool. Thanks. Thanks, Lee. Kofi?
The original team that I sketched out had 5 in midfield, as you know, with controversy playing. Oh, so
have you got Ledley up front?
I think that number 9 suits him. So Harry Kane up front. Obviously we've come to a 4-4-2, so that means I'm pairing Kane with Klinsmann.
Yes, boy.
Awesome.
You know that, Ko. I've always been.
And then Defoe on the bench. When Defoe comes off the bench, he scores.
Yeah, that would be my exact 3 as well, to be fair. All right, Don.
I'm going to go with Kane and Keane.
As soon as
Lee said it, it excited me too. I think
don't be a sheep, Don. Don't be a sheep.
Yeah, no one likes a sheep, Don.
And For my bench plan, I'm going to put Berbatov on there.
Oh, cheeky Burbs.
Yeah.
Okay. I love Berbatov as well, actually.
Is 227 goals worth, right?
Shut
there.
Your stats, man.
Nah, have that.
Shut 220 up, man. Listen,
Premier League goals. Have that.
Do you not think that Klinsmann would have scored that many if he played for other clubs? Are you mad? Are you mad?
That's right.
Man was a baller.
Was, but he only gave you 29 goals to cheer.
Well, became one to win a World Cup.
Did Tottenham.
Okay, here we go. For me it's Klinsmann, obviously with Kane, and I'm torn between Berbatov or Defoe as a sub. I don't really think it's going to make that much difference because it's actually going to come down to John. So John, we've got two votes each for Klinsmann and Keane. So you're going to have the deciding vote who you think should be partnering Kane up front. You can't say Van der Vaart. I know you want to.
If Van der Vaart plays up front with him...
Stop saying his name. Remember what the therapist said. He's not going to be your husband. Put his name out of your mind. He's not going to be your boyfriend.
How do I choose between Klinsmann and Keane? Oh, my God.
Who's going to be better partnership with Kane? Who's going to score more goals? Who's going to be the best?
The better partnership is probably Keane, but Klinsmann is going to score more goals.
You politician. Answer the question. What do you think? Who's going to get more goals? Who do you think is going to be better? Just the same question that we've been saying for the rest of the whole team. Jürgen.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Sorry,
John.
Boys.
Always liked you. Yeah, boy.
Boys.
Like that. Yeah. Okay, wicked. Oh, that is a harsh move. Kurtz is really good. All right, so John, let's talk us through a team. I think the team is pretty good, but the one thing that I think could potentially change, if we're looking at it again, I think that the Eriksen for Lennon could be swapped out, because I think we're right. I think if we look at that team overall and we see that Lennon is the best right midfielder that we've had, or the best midfielder of this like Premiership generation, I think that's, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. But anyway, so
wrong Don... is probably the right word to use, I'd say.
Sorry?
I'd say wrong is the word to use. Wrong.
If it meant that Van der Vaart could squeeze in the team, would you like Van der Vaart on the right wing, John?
Yeah.
Would you like him in your house, John? Would you like him in your bed, John?
We'll stick him in goal.
Do you like him to play right wing in your bed, John? All right, Don, please talk us through the team, please, my man.
Okay, we've got Hugo and Robbo as his backup.
Yeah.
We have at the right back, we have Kyle Walker and Stephen Carr.
Okay.
At left back, we have Danny Rose and Benoit Assou-Ekotto. Centre back pairing was Levy King and Toby Alderweireld. Good mention for Jan Vertonghen in there. Defensive midfielder, we've got Dembele and Modric.
Yep.
Dembele and Carrick.
Carrick back up, yeah.
Then right midfield, we have Lennon and Eriksen. Shouts for Lamella, Fox and Son as well in there. Left midfield, we have Bale and Son. And shouts for Ginola in there as well. For centre midfield, we have, this is where the controversy started, we have Van der Vaart and Eriksen.
Modric was centre midfield.
It was Van der Vaart and Eriksen. It's Van der Vaart and Modric.
Modric was the starter,
and Van der Vaart
was a sub. Yeah. And then Eriksen was a sub on the right, Son sub on the left to Bale. Okay, cool. Yeah.
But there were shouts for Eriksen.
Of course.
And Ali. Up top, we've got Kane and Kane King.
Klinsmann.
Klinsmann.
Yeah, Klinsmann.
Kane and King, basically. So, yeah.
No, it's
Klinsmann. For sharing him in there as well.
Klinsmann. Jürgen Klinsmann was the partnership. Kane.
We had one. Hey,
he's just going to keep on saying Kane, isn't he? For all you listeners out there, you're going to see the grin on Don's face at the moment. Is that...
Just because he's holding the laptop, he thinks he's got the power, but it's no. So who is up front again, please, Don, on the voting system, the fact that John just voted for Jürgen? System,
Kane and King.
You're such a liar! No, it's not. It's Kofi, me and John voted for Jürgen.
King.
Three
votes for Kane and King.
No, there wasn't three votes.
Okay, guys, just to go over this again, I voted Kane and King. Who else voted Kane and
Lee.
King?
Lee. Just
who else
Lee.
Voted Kane and King?
No one.
Okay, so I've written that down wrong. Sorry.
Yes, you have.
So we've got someone said Van der Vaart and Kane. Who said that?
Me. John Jones.
That was John. I've said Kane and King. Lee said Kane and Keane. Kofi, you must have said...
Kane and Klinsmann,
okay.
Yeah. Are you spelling Klinsmann K-E-A-N-E? Is that the problem here, John?
sorry, saw that, sorry. And you said Kane and Klinsmann as well.
I did.
Yeah, so then that came down to... I had to do the deciding vote because I'm Switzerland. And I said Klinsmann. Spelled K-E-A-N-E.
Jürgen up top.
I think that is very interesting. I think the listeners would agree with. I mean, maybe there's some. Ali is a weird one for me. Like, you know, loads of people love him. Loads of people sort of think that he's underperformed and maybe underachieved, and maybe even overrated. A lot of other fans think he's overrated, but for me, Son's going to be on the bench there behind Bale, but he's very, very close to me. And Sissoko, I think, would also be very close to that team as well. If Lo Celso continues to perform the way he is, then he could be close to getting that because he's looking like he's a real star. So who knows from this current crop who is going to be trying to get into that first 11. But we were going to have more chats about people being overrated and underrated and underachieving, but that's going to be a next week pod, I think. Because this has been taking ages, but it's been lots of fun. And we do hope you've enjoyed it listening at home and at work, and you've managed to come up with your own first 11, including subs as well. So please do send them in on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. Let us know what you think, if you agree with our panel. And we will obviously post our final first 11 with subs for you to peruse over and to... have your comments on. But thank you very much, guys. It's been a pleasure to have you on board once again. We will do this again sometime next week, and we can talk about the subjects that we're going to cover today. But thank you to Kofi, Lee, Don and John. Once again, this has been Noel Valbon, and we are the Thing I Love Most show. Thank you very much for listening, and we will be in touch again very, very soon. Please stay safe, stay indoors, don't get ill, don't get the virus, and hopefully we'll have some football before the end of the year. And when we do, we'll be all shouting, come on, you Spurs.